My name is Terry Owens.
Terry Owens. Where are you from, Terry?
I'm from Hayside, Virginia.
Where is that?
It's from the Brakes Park. It's about 8 miles to the east of the park.
So we're right here on the border of Virginia and Kentucky.
Correct. Yeah. Ah. So that makes this kind of unique.
Tell me about this place.
Well, what makes this a little bit unique, where we are an interstate park, is, to my knowledge, there's only one more that is like us in the United States, and that's in New York, New Jersey, Palisades. And how we're run is we're almost an independent park to ourselves. Instead of me being a state employee or a federal employee, I'm a commission employee. The governors of each state will appoint a board member to govern this park. And so those board members will govern us, and then that's who more has control of the park.
So who's your boss, Terry?
Well, the park manager is Carl Mullins, but the main boss is Jack Sykes out of Pikeville, Kentucky. He's the chairman of the board at the present time. And the chairman will rotate from each state to make it fair.
I've been studying bird sounds for 30 years, and yeah. I just can't get enough of them.
Yeah.
What bird sounds do you know around here?
Well, now we're one of our most famous ones, and that we're really nationally recognized too, is our Swainson's Warbler. This is a nesting ground for that. And if anybody ever wants to come to the park, they just can get a hold of me and I'll point them into some good areas to go to. We have that.
What do you hear right now? You hear anything around us right now?
Sure. Let's give it a good one. Which way back over the lodge? Can you pick those up? Can you hear them?
Go ahead and tell me what they are.
Okay. I'm too a little bit. Which way in the back? Could you hear the robins? Which towards the lodge?
And I thought I heard a yellow-throated warbler.
There is a yellow-throated. Did you hear that? Wait just a second. I ain't heard you. We've got a y'all yellow-throated. I ain't for sure on that one. That closest one.
Boy, excuse me.
Uh-oh.
I've been getting something in my throat.
Okay.
Biking. Can you tell me anything about the bird sounds here? What kind of sounds do you enjoy?
Oh, I'm not good on making the sounds real good. Some of my favorite ones is that I enjoy hearing is the pileated woodpecker. I love to hear him. All right, now the pileated, to me, is one of the most... To me, I get so excited over it. And to me, it's one of the most beautiful birds we got in the park. When you can hear that, I guess I kind of my imagination will kick in, because I always for a moment put myself in a big jungle when I hear that call. You know, it's such a unique call. And I really enjoy that one, just that particular bird. Another one that I get to enjoy, and for me, I don't get to see too much, and I got to see it the other day, was the yellow-billed cuckoo. And I got to hear it, and that's another unique sound. You know, that's all, you know, that's easy. For me, some of the bird songs, it's kind of hard to tell the difference, but, you know, some of those unique ones that stands out, I just love that one. Which is getting very rare, and it's been a while since I've got to hear one, and it's also the whippoorwill. You know, it's getting time to hear those again. And to me now, that is very special if we get to hear that now, which that's getting rare. And that one in particular. And if you're into owling, I think I like to hear the barred owl. I enjoy listening to that one, because you always hear it says, "Who's cooking for you now?" You know, all that, and I just enjoy it, especially with the kids. When we get to hear that, and I'm out with a bunch of kids, they just love that. Do that one. That's some of my favorite ones. There's a whole bunch more, but like I said, I ain't the best one in the bird songs, but I try to do my best.
Hey, you're good. Can you imitate the barred owl?
Oh, no, I ain't no good. Trust me, I ain't no good.
Give it a try.
I can't do it. I've tried, and people just laugh. I can't do it. I ain't no good at it.
I'll have to find out where those Swainsons are. That would be exciting.
One of the main nested areas that we got in the park, you can't, you know, it's not a guarantee. You know how it is with the Swainsons. It's hard. But it's what we call our notches area, and it's right in there from... There's a section. It's from what we call a Cold Springs Trail section up to all the way to the notches. And that just consists over a little mile of a hike. And anywhere, that's where we've had our best chances of getting to hear it. Now, getting to see one, you know, that's right. It's hard to see one, but at least you might get a chance to hear it.
Well, hearing for me is most of it.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, yeah.
So I have a large parabola with me, and good fancy tape recorder. This is just my portable
set that
I carry on my bike. So I'll be out here in the morning at 5 a.m. just waiting for the world to
You
wake
get
up.
To hear that morning chorus. Oh, you wait till you get to hear it. It's going to be awesome here.
Yeah. Tell me about the morning chorus.
Oh, well, now when I get to here, be here, sometimes when I arrive, which I can arrive a little bit later, you know, and not as early as 5, it's just beautiful. You know, with our gorge here, you know, you also get a continuous breeze in the morning. And just imagine you being here and it's nice and cool and you've got that, and it's kind of warm. You know, the temperature is usually around the 60s in the morning. And you get just to feel that, and all of a sudden you just get that, just that chorus of singing. You'll have some of the common birds, oven bird. You'll hear always calls out teach teach. You'll get to hear that, and of course the robins, and then you get into more like the different types of warblers we got, like you mentioned the yellow throat, and then over also in the notches area we've got the black hooded warbler, and little ways from that you got the black and white warbler, which I enjoy that one too, and. And that, now to me, the warblers is, to get to hear that. I still have a little trouble with them, but I'm trying. It's just an awesome place to be. You know, you're in a good rural setting, so you're going to have a large variety of, you know, birds. And it's just an awesome place. We've got, you know, like a lot of the other places, we've got anything here from the small songbird to like the little chipping sparrow, all the way up to the, you know, birds of prey, to the red tail, red shoulder hawk, they're all here. It's just an awesome place to be. And here, where we're in a rural setting, you don't have to worry about being shoulder to shoulder to somebody else. Even on a busy day, it's not that bad.
How'd you learn about birds and other things?
I started back in 1988. I got in with the main naturalist here in the park, just right out of school. And I got in with him, and he kind of got me hooked. And from there on, it just kind of more or less is like trial and error basis, doing it yourself. And, you know, I took some small courses on help me along, but most of it's just been just on experience, you know, and just trying to work and learn it myself.
Being in the field.
Being in the field, yeah. Yeah, like I said, I'm still weak in some areas, but I'm still working on it.
Great. So I'm standing here with Terry Owens. Terry yeah. W. Owens, he's the interpreter. Up here at Brakes Interstate Park, a fantastic place on the border between Virginia and Kentucky. Just a unique place, and I can't wait to get out here in the morning and hear these birds.